meetings and will begin with a truly historic gathering in Saudi Arabia with leaders from all across the Muslim world. Saudi Arabia is the custodian of the two holiest sites in Islam, and it is there that we will begin to construct a new foundation of cooperation and support with our Muslim allies.
Hey everyone, this is Mike with On Point Preparedness. For those that missed it, I created this video on January 20th, 2017, detailing how Donald Trump was not a true Christian, and in the role of President of the United States of America, he is presiding over the beast of the earth symbolized in the book of Revelation. The beast of the earth, just as the first beast before it, are in submission to a harlot church riding this beast system. As I've shown you in a multitude of videos, the harlot is clearly the Vatican. When I published this video, I received numerous commenters stating that Pope Francis and Donald Trump would never meet as they are too at odds with one another. Additionally, mainstream media propagandized the same message by stating that there would be no meeting between these two. However, I considered that if we are indeed in the end times, and the symbolism on the two beasts holds true, these two would meet in the near future with a very clear agenda of a unification of religions. Little did I know, back on January 20th, that that meeting would occur so soon, that is, on May 24th, 2017. For those that follow my channel, and others like it, which affirm the claim that the Harlot Church is the one world religion of the Vatican, you will know that the Pope is feverishly pursuing unity, not only within Christian denominations, but unity amongst all religions. And now, we see Donald Trump reaching out to all religions for unity under the guise of fighting terrorism. The symbolism between these two beasts coming together is getting stronger by the week.
In America, we do not fear people speaking freely from the pulpit. We embrace it. America has a rich tradition of social change beginning in our pews and our pulpits.